It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's up, my babies? It's episode 169 of Congratulations. Yeah, man, took his final sips of water right at that countdown, dude. I took it. I drank a little bit of water, and then the fucking countdown was happening, and he goes three, and my technician goes two, and Monfire goes one, and he didn't. You know how they do it when they do it, when they're like, and here we go in three, five, four, three. That's like, just say the number. It's fine if everyone hears you say 2-1, you know? But anyway, how was your 420, dude? Did you toke it up? Did you fucking get faded? Did you smoke that sticky icky? Did you fucking take that chocolate tie? Did you do that purple herple? Did you smoke that magic, dude? I got fucking high as shit, dude. You know me. I got high, woke up, rolled over, ate a brownie, and just fucking took it to La La Land. Dude, I just took it to La La Land all day, man, and I was toking and smoking. Fuck, man, did some heroin, did some fucking shooting and sucking with my nose. I don't give a shit. I was high as fuck. 420 with weed, cocaina, and all that shit, man. I fucking can't get enough of it. It's the only day I do drugs, 420. I do all the drugs I've ever seen. You know I've never done drugs, okay? And I'm being silly because this is a fucking silly podcast. Don't ever take what I'm saying for real. But you know what is the truth is I definitely put up an Instagram the other day about how I was token. And it was something that Bleach Media made. They make a lot of funny content on Instagram. And I did a thing where I unwrapped a candy and ate a candy. And it was just a regular candy. It was a regular chocolate candy. Do you understand? And fucking Bleach Media made it so it was a joint and put a fucking Rastafarian hat on me. And it was going, and that music was playing. Brung, tuk, tuk, tunk, brung, tunk, tunk, tunk. You know that one reggae song that's every song? That one reggae song that's every reggae song? And it was going, brung, tunk, 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 tunk. And then I ate the candy, but it looked like I was smoking a joint. And I posted that, and it looks ridiculous. Okay? And somebody writes, dude, I thought you said you didn't smoke. I thought you said you didn't do drugs on Netflix. I thought you said you didn't do drugs in your last stand-up special. And I was like, yeah, well, it's fake, and also the hat's fake, too.
Oh.
Not really smoking that cartoon blunt. And then I said, hey, it's a fake blunt, and also the hat's fake. And then some guy goes like this. Actually, it's a spliff. Hey, it's nothing. Hey, it's actually nothing, though. Dude, this is it, man. It's the real world coming live at you at the real world. It's Chris D'Elia here bringing you the real world and the real content that you need. Fuck NPR. You know how we do. But yeah, man, it's congratulations episode number 169. I can't believe how many fucking episodes I did. I went on a campaign blitz, dude. My special came out. Holy shit, man. I never had this many eyeballs on anything I did except for maybe that show You. I can't believe how many people visited my profile and shit. It's crazy. It's actually overwhelming. And thank you to everybody who watched my Netflix special, No Pain. I really appreciate you guys. I can't thank you enough. I love doing it. I love doing stand-up. It's my whole life. And for everybody that continues to watch me do the shit, genuinely thank you from the bottom of my heart. And in the meantime, since we can't do stand-up, we're doing this podcast. And I find fun doing the podcast, too. But if it doesn't grow, you know, I'll pull the plug. If the podcast doesn't get bigger and bigger, if it doesn't get the fucking wave going, and then if it trends down, fine. But I better hit that second wave like the coronavirus. They said they're going to be 2-3 waves. And that the second wave is going to be worse. And that the third wave is not going to be as bad as the first or second wave. And that's what happened in the Spanish flu. And that's what also is going to happen with that Rona. So, you know, I don't know if it's so fucking, it's so horrible to have to not ever do anything, but I'm here for you, babies. And just keep listening, man. We're growing this cult. Whether we can go outside or not, we're growing this cult, period. But thank you for staying in and watching. Well, you had to stay in. Well, thank you for staying safe, really. And you had to watch, and you watched No Pain, and that shit hit number 4 on Netflix for 2 days in a row, and then I think the next day was like number 9 or something. That's just a lot of eyeballs, man. I've never been so visual. It's very overwhelming. You know, I thought it was just going to be a party, man. I thought I was just going to be like, my special's out, but I got like fucking overwhelmed, man. The human in me started to fucking crack, and I'm just like, man, everybody's watching. Y'all watching, though? So anyway, 420 took the fucking sting out of that when I took that little bit of that sticky icky, that little, oh, wait, that little purple urple, that magic dust, and then fucking sniffed some Bolivian marching powder. Where's it marching? All the way up my fucking nose. Is that a fucking, is that from something? I feel like that's from something. I don't know. But yeah, dude. We're fucking doing it. And guess what, man? It's the nighttime podcast now. This is the third nighttime podcast we've had in a row. And your boy fires on all cylinders because that's when he performs. But I can't do this. I can't do the podcast at fucking nighttime because I'm usually doing stand-up. But that fucking Rona ruined all that. The fucking bacteria and the viruses fucked all that up. So your boy's live and fucking in his goddamn basement just crushing it. You know, maybe you're laughing, maybe you're not. I don't know, dude. I don't know. Maybe you're laughing, maybe you're not. But either way, I can't hear you, so it doesn't fucking matter. Sup with, you know who started that coronavirus is Zoom. The makers of Zoom started that coronavirus. That shit is insane. How many, everyone's like, you Zoom? Dude, the second somebody coughed, it just went, and someone went, you want to Zoom? And now everybody does fucking Zoom. It's unbelievable. Everyone's Zooming. People got no business Zooming, they're Zooming. They're like, you want to Zoom? I'm like, what happened to FaceTime? Oh, yeah, Zoom now. I did a Zoom with fucking 8 comic buddies. It was fun as shit, man. We roasted each other. You weren't invited, but it's all good. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll let like a few fans in. That would be hilarious, man. Me, Andrew Santino, and a bunch of others. And just Zooming with some fans roasting. I got to make this money, though. The problem is I can't make money on any new shit unless some of the proceeds go to like fucking masks or some shit. So I got to fucking figure out how I'm going to help the world, you know? Your boy has got to help the world. I got to help the world more, man. I really do. You know, people, I got to help the world more. I got to start some fund or some shit. I got to start a foundation is what I got to do. And I'll tell you what else I got to do is stop eating these fucking cookies late at night, dude. I finished Breaking Bad. Yes! Woo! I finished Breaking Bad. Woo! Yo, it's white. My arm's white as shit, but it's also lumpy. You know what that means, man. Your boy does some chin-ups. Yeah, it's white. He doesn't go outside because he's inside doing chin-ups. I'm a fucking prisoner inside, dude. Just wait. Have you seen prisoners work out, bro? First of all, let's talk about Breaking Bad, and then we'll talk about prisoners working out. I saw some prison workouts on YouTube, and it's unbelievable, dude. Those motherfuckers are the most fit, jacked dudes on the planet. How come black dudes in the prison are so jacked? White dudes in prison are either so frail or fat as shit. And all, I mean, it's unbelievable, dude. White guys in prison, if they're jacked, they're also fat. They have a belly. Black dudes, they're so top heavy, they're always running because they can't help it because they're falling over, dude. I can't believe black dudes in prison, they're so jacked. It's unbelievable. But let's talk about Breaking Bad. I finally watched it. And this is very timely, my babies. This is very timely. I know the fucking show ended in 2013, 7 years ago, but your boy just watched it. I was waiting for a time to watch it because I don't watch shows like that. I don't just continually watch. I don't watch all seasons of anything. The only thing I've ever seen every episode of is I actually missed one episode of Dexter. But besides that, I've seen the whole shit on Dexter. And let me tell you something, man. I was talking about this on the Rogan podcast. I did this last week. We're talking to Rogan about it. But I think shows can only be good for about 5 seasons, maybe 6 seasons, dude. But the second you do, you Walking Dead it. The second you're just like, well, let's just keep going and keep making money. And Rogan brought up a very good point. You don't want to end the show because all these people working on it, that's their livelihood. And you don't want to end the show creatively just because these other motherfuckers, that's what they get their paycheck from. So you got a guy who's holding the fucking mic. He's just like, oh, this is the last season? Okay, cool. Guess I'll fucking sell my place. Like, you don't want the guy holding the thing or the ladies holding the bagel putting out the spread for craft service. Oh, this is the last season? Well, okay, I'll move to Van Nuys. Oh, this is the last season? Okay. Oh, I'll just move to the outskirts of Atlanta. You don't want to do that, dude. Let me tell you right now, man. Let me tell you right fucking now. If I ever get a show on the air, my show, I'm talking about my shit. Not where I'm the lead, where it's my shit, where I produce it, okay? I'm doing two things. I'm doing one of two things. I'm either stopping it four seasons in and getting the fuck out and just making some shit that hits the zeitgeist, hopefully. Or I'm running that shit into the ground. I'm talking about if it's a hit, I'm doing 12 seasons. And they're like, well, what do you think? I said, we got more seasons. Really? The lead character isn't even in it anymore, by the way. Nobody in the original show is in the show if it goes 12 seasons. They've all died either of fucking characters killing them or natural causes in real life. And we don't even explain it. They're just dead. And we're like, oh, a new guy's playing them now. And then that guy dies because we have to kill off the character. And then there's just a new cast. And the show becomes about something else. Like, dude, if I was making The Walking Dead... How's this for a fucking YouTube clip, dude? If I was making The Walking Dead, that shit lasts about six seasons, and then the shit cures? I don't give a fuck what happened in the graphic novels. It doesn't matter. I get it. Graphic novels, okay, everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, but what about this? No matter what. It's not true to the... I don't give a shit. It's not true to it because it's a different medium. Your boy's different on his podcast than he is in you, than he is on stage and stand-up. You want the raw, real deal? You get it here. You know what I mean? You want a hot flame performance? You get it there on stage. If you want me tied up, acting my chops off, dude, then you turn on you. If I take a graphic novel like fucking Walking Dead and I do it for six seasons and it becomes the biggest show on television like it did, guess what? The virus, the seventh season is cured and then everyone starts to get new jobs and then it becomes a fucking office comedy. And if you think I'm fucking, dude, if somebody did that, dude, that would be unbelievable. They all got real jobs, and now all of a sudden they're, like, working construction, and it becomes a fucking movie. It becomes a TV show about, like, whoever the lead character is at that point has a construction job, and he's trying to keep his family afloat in the fucking times of like, and it's just a completely different show. And half the idiots out there don't even know what the fuck they're watching anymore. They're just like, oh, wait. The Walking Dead is all, and I'm going to change the title, too. By the 11th season, I'm changing the goddamn title. It's called fucking construction. That is what fucking shows need to do. Stop drilling it into the ground. Oh, really? Walkers? Oh, they're walking around? Let me guess. Someone gets bitten. Let me guess. On an all-new Walking Dead, someone we love gets bitten. Fuck that. Cure the virus and put them all in fucking Kinko's, dude. No more... frigging zombies. Just hey, got those copies. Cool. You know what? You're gonna get fired if you keep on fucking up. I know. On an all new Walking Dead. What's the guy's name? Rick? The main guy? On an all new Walking Dead, Rick gets his pilot's license and starts flying for American Airlines. All right. You got to buckle up. Hopefully, you got to understand. The fucking stewardesses are... And we swear now because it's on a completely different channel. It's on HBO. The fucking stewardesses are coming by with drinks. They'll take your order. This is a cashless system. We need your card with the chip. We've got a 4-hour and 12-minute flight. Hi. What seems to be the problem? My Wi-Fi doesn't work. Let me fix it. Whoops. Boink. Falls because it's a fucking comedy about airplanes now. Dude. What? I figured it out. Fuck your show if it goes seven seasons. Seriously. Breaking Bad got in and out, dude. Breaking Bad got in and out. The fucking dude was a fucked up chemistry teacher. Oh, what do I do to save my family? I know, I'll cook meth. Bam, first season. Second season, oh shit, I'm in over my head. Well, why don't I fucking shave it? Bam, second season, he looks different. Third fucking thing. Oh no, I'm in a whole fucking thing with this guy from Albuquerque and that really fucking proper guy named Giancarlo Esposito is just like, I know who you are. And then fucking what happens in his, he's in over his head. Oh, shit, he can't get out. Bam, fourth season. Now what happens? Oh, the cancer's gone, and fucking Aaron Paul's in a basement somewhere. Bam, fifth season. Now he's out for blood. He's out for blood because he has to kill everybody. That's it, dude. If AMC was like, dude, we're going to make you more money, and you do more seasons, then I go like this. Well, then guess what, man? New characters, new plot. Breaking, because they'll call it Breaking Bad. I don't give a shit. It's about, the fucking show's about a shark now in captivity. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's one thing if it's a comfort show, like if it's like fucking, what do you call it, with the Geeks on ABC, the most successful show of all time, the Geeks. They should just call that show Geeks. What the fuck's it called? With the guys who do all the dorks on the Bazanga. The fuck is it? The guy won the Emmy for it. Big Bang Theory. Woohoo! He's uncultured, folks. Big Bang Theory on CBS. Not on ABC and not called The Geeks. Oh, man, that's so awesome. Breaking Bad is the shit. Goddamn, fuck you, dude. You know? And then people are like, did you see The Wire, though? Yeah, I saw The Wire, dude, all right? Why don't you just fucking relax? I saw The Wire, okay? It's good. But relax. You compare a show to Breaking Bad, you get to step in, dude. God damn, that motherfucker made King's Speech look like goddamn, what's his name, stepping inside the ring? CM Punk. I swear to God, fucking King's Speech, Colin Firth saw fucking Bryan Cranston make that phone call to his wife about how I did it and you had nothing to do with it when the phone was tapped. And Colin Firth went like this. I. Oh, all right, fuck it. I quit acting. That's what happened. But yeah, dude, I just fucking can't believe good television. Ah, those fucking haters out there. I could have done it. You know how hard shit is? How about the fact that they're the people that are doing it, you little fucking bitch ass? Huh? How about that they're the people that are doing it? When I say, oh, Ozark is good or fucking Outsider's good. Yeah, but bro. Oh, yeah? How about they did it? Yeah, but they did it, dude. Let's make this fucking money even though we can't right now. Because the fucking Rona. Anyway, dude, it's the nighttime episode and we're killing it. I've eaten so many Kind bars, it's ridiculous. That's what you got to eat when you're fucking just chilling. Just Kind bars. Because they sound like they're maybe good for you, but they're definitely not because they have so much sugar in them. But I still munch on those, man. I'll eat 2-3 of those. I'll eat fucking cookies and ice cream. I'm fat. The other day I said to my girl, I go like this, yo, fuck it, I'm going to be a fat guy. She goes, you can't be fat. And I go like this. Boom. Just fucking tummy comes out like I was holding it in the whole time. Bro, I'll be a fat guy. Got to keep that body moving though, man. I did work out my legs today and then sat down and did my podcast. So tomorrow I'm going to pull my back. You know how it goes, dude. I'm going to work out real hard. Did I stretch? No. Did I sit down right after my workout? Yep. So tomorrow when I wake up, first things first, I'm going to pull my back.
Sensational.
Great. Hit it wrong. Hit it too soon. Yes. Hit the fucking sensational too soon. Ah, yes, dude. Fucking ruined the timing of the whole thing. Woohoo. Dude, I got a Mophie pack. You know how fucking dumb and dorky you look when you have a Mophie pack? When you have a Mophie pack and you're hanging out with the fucking phone and the fucking thing, and you're just like, where are we going? And it's, my buddy has it, my Irish buddy keeps it in his pocket, and a cord comes out, and it's always like swanging. And he's just like, oh, where are we going? And I'm like, dude, do you ever charge your phone? And he's like, oh, because it's the iPhone 2. Oh, I gotta plug it in, looking like he's a fucking robot. Just it looks like he's charging himself, and the phone's the battery pack. But yeah, dude, this is the fucking quote from Theodore Roosevelt that I was saying so poorly, that I was, my version of this is so poor, what I just said about Breaking Bad or The Outsider. This is an awesome quote. It's from Theodore Roosevelt. Fucking whatever, dude. Take an O out. God damn it. We're removing O's from Theodore Roosevelt shit. Or it's Roosevelt. So which one is it, dude? I know you're dead, but whatever. Figure it out. I'll do it. Have your fucking family, your heirs, figure it out. They're still named Roosevelt, right? Roosevelt. This is it. It's called The Man in the Arena. I don't know why this quote is called something. That's a real cock to be like, hey, dude, I put out a quote and it's called this. No, the quote's the quote, but it's called The Man in the Arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how strong the man, how the strong man fucked it up. Woohoo! Dude, let me start over because I don't want to bastardize this shit. The man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat, even if they fart. Made up the last part. But still, you know what, dude? That's awesome. And I read that, and I was like, you know what? Respect to all. There's some shit out there I don't like. Like, there's shows out there I don't like. There's fucking restaurants I don't like. Whatever it is, dude. If they're making money, get that money. Fuck me, dude. Fuck me. Fuck me, man. Oh, I don't like your restaurant? Piss on me, dude. Straight up. Not because I like it. I don't like it. You're in the arena, fucking cafe. I don't like your food. I'm judging, bro. But that's, you know, I love that quote. I love that quote that has a title. Ad break. We doing ad breaks all night. So, yeah, dude. You hear about what's going on in the news lately? Kidding. I don't even know why. I don't even know, you know? You hear a lot about what's going on in the news lately? You hear about what's going out of the news lately? A lot of stuff's going out of the news lately. You got this coronavirus going around. People try to dodge coronavirus by wearing face shields and masks. And we also got a lot of stuff going out of the economy here. And we also got a lot of stuff going out of the battle. Kanye beeps now. He doesn't use fucking words. This guy is just... This is on Rolling Stone. Kanye takes to beeping at his friends, calling words the lowest forms of communication. It's amazing how much I think... Well, he's of course crazy, but I also respect it. And I got to start doing that. I got to just look at Brian Callen and be like, beep, 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 beep. It says, for the time being, Kanye West seems done with man-made constructs like time, space, money, and most likely the detriment of those around him, the human language, to the detriment of funeral. He says, I think words are one of our lowest forms of communication. Huh? That's how you communicate. Am I dumb? Just, you know, take out the trash is way better than beep, bong, beep, bong, beep, bong, 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 bong. What? Sorry, take out the trash. You don't know my language yet. Also, you're still communicating. You're still saying shit. You're just saying beep. Music, sound, food, dancing are nonverbal forms of communication. We get so wrapped up into words. We got to make things that are speechless. We have to make things that leave people speechless. We have to make things to the level where no one can say anything. That puts me out of a job. Wow, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris D'Elia, beep, bop, beep, bop, beep, bop. I was literally talking about this in my fucking special No Pain, about how if you're so offended, you just become somebody who just makes sounds to not offend people. Beep, bop, boing, 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 auga. I go like that. This is what Kanye West is literally doing. Also, he's a rapper, dude. How you gonna rap by beeping? You know who's fucking You know who's really into this? That means take out the trash, dude. This is how Scatman tells his wife he wants to make love. And she goes, okay. God, people who scat are fucking terrible. Scatting. Doesn't that mean shitting on someone's chest, too? Or am I way off? No, Chris, it doesn't. Oops. Thought it did. How to scat. Oh, this guy's got a video. How to scat. How to scat it.
Oh,
no, dude. Oh, no. And, of course, he's white and his hair's medium. Oh. Dude, the guy fucking for sure. Oh, this is unreal. Dude, I didn't want to talk about this. This was something that popped up. Dude. Oh, I can't wait to play this. Hold on. This guy starts off just, we you got to have the most confidence to scat. That's for sure.
We do
I'm Ben Jones. I'm a singer and a musician, and in this video, I'm going to be teaching you a little bit about how to scat. Scatting is the use of your voice as an instrument.
Dude, that's how it goes, and then it goes like this. Good night, you've learned. Good night, that's the video, you've learned. Scatting is the way to use your voice as an instrument. Good night. That's all for now. That's all you need to know about scatting.
And what you do, you create nonsense syllables, sounds.
Nonsense syllables,
sounds. Kind of half words to kind of...
Oh, they go black and white in the middle of him singing. In the middle of him talking, they go black and white over the fucking, over what he's saying. And he's going quietly. And he's fucking...
Improvise.
Let's get to it,
music.
Man.
Scat developed kind of in the 30s.
Shouldn't have.
Other members of the band.
Scat developed in
the 30s. Some would use kind of soft, lui, la, 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 lule, lule, lu. Some would use more.
Dude, anybody who does this is not fit, I guarantee you. There's no fit guy that scats. As a matter of fact, you don't have to be fat, but you don't work out and you're skinny fat, for real. Any guy who scats would lose a fight. Here's the deal. If the whole world fought to the death, no weapons, everybody who scats dies first. Just straight up. People come in and they go like, oh, fuck, oh, no, 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 no. Bada, bada, wee, ba, ba, oh. Scat, ba, doodly, 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 wee, doodly, doodly, oh. Choked out. Dude. So bad. I don't know. Just don't scat, you know? Dude, I've been social distancing with everyone. Only people I've hugged is my family and Joe Rogan. Sounds about right. And went to my dad's. Took the fam to my dad's and mom's. And we stayed apart. They wouldn't even hug. I'm like, it's fine. They're like, no, you know, they're 72, you know. So I'm like, okay, I get it. They wouldn't even hold my kid. I'm like, okay. And I was doing this thing that this is so my family, dude. I was doing this thing because now that I'm quarantined, I don't get to go out and run the block like I usually do. You know what I mean? And go out and get the coffee and get the fucking shit from Whole Foods or whatever the fuck I'm getting and just live a life. I get to fucking be inside. So I noticed I had spinach and I noticed I had tuna. Cans of tuna, and I was like, I'm gonna make a salad like my dad used to, and it's gonna be cute because my dad did it. I remembered, and now my dad's gonna pass salad instructions down to his fucking kid, and maybe one day I'll pass that to my child. And do you know what? The salads that my dad used to make always had lettuce and also tuna fish in it, and that's it, I think. But I wasn't sure. But I would do it. I would put the Italian dressing on it. And then I would eat the shit. And then when I went to my dad's place, I said to my dad, hey, Dad, remember when you used to make salads like when we were all growing up for yourself because it was healthy and shit? And he goes like this, what do you mean? And I said, you know how you used to put like tuna in with the spinach and shit and you used to put like salad dressing on it? And he goes like this, spinach? And I was like, Dad, you know how you used to make fucking salads for lunch when we were growing up? You know what I'm talking about? You used to make salads growing up? And he would be like, I mean, yeah, sometimes I would make a salad. And I said, all right, well, what'd you put in it? And he said, well, I don't know. It depends on what I wanted in it. And I was like, Dad, there was a specific kind of fucking salad that you would make that you'd put tuna in it. Do you remember putting tuna in your salad? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay, so what would be in it? And he said, well, I didn't put spinach in it. And I said, okay, what's in it? And he said, well, I would put like arugula or some other kind of leave in it. I said, okay, and what else? And he said, it depends. Tomatoes? I said, okay, and what else? Sometimes olives. And I said, this is what I'm fucking asking, dude. This is what I'm asking you. Why did it have to be a fucking argument? Why did we have to be so goddamn Italian before you answered it? Spinach? I don't know. You know, hey, I'm over here making salads. Eh? You just got to bust my balls? You coming at me? Who wants to know? I'm asking you about a fucking salad. I'm his son. I was trying to make it cute. I was trying to be cute and tell you I fucking did it like you did. And you were going to be cute even though I'm 40. It's still cute, dude. I did it all by myself. And one day I'll fucking let my kid do it. But you fucked it all up by being like, I mean, you know, I don't know, tomato. And my mom was like, yeah, you used to make fucking salad. You don't remember? You put the fucking tuna in it. And I'm like, why is she even involved? Just tell me what the fuck you put the salad in. What'd you put fucking in salad, man? He knows, dude. He fucking knows, man. My dad dads it up, man. My dad dads it up so hard. It's unbelievable. One time I was talking to my dad was watching a movie when I was a kid, and I was with my brother, and he's like, you like this movie? This is a great movie. And I said, yeah, it's pretty eight. I said, it's pretty 80s. And he said, huh? I said, it's 80s. And he said, oh, huh. And I said, all right, what's the fucking problem, man? What? And he goes like this, I just don't know what you mean. And I said, you don't know what I mean by saying a movie's in the movies in the 80s? And he says, oh, I thought you were saying ADs. And I said, like A and D, the letter? And he said, no. He said, yeah. I said, no, fucking 80s. The movie's 80s. And he goes like this, oh. And I sensed that he was still confused. And I said, hey, Dad, what don't you get? And he said, well, what's ATs? Ah! Me and my brother were like, 80s! Fucking 1980s, you asshole! ADs? And then fucking his second guess was ATs? Kink, 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 kink.
Oh.
What the fuck is... What is going on? He was only like fucking 55 back then. Imagine if I did that now at 72. You'd just be like, what? Cannot compute. Family's funny as shit, huh? My mom's just going nuts, you know? My dad's going nuts. Everyone's going nuts, man. Everyone gets older, they get so fucking nuts. Not me, dude. Keeping it real sane and level-headed. Keeping it real sane and level-headed, man. You know what else I started watching is The Sopranos. I watched the fucking pilot episode, and I've seen Sopranos. I've seen like three seasons of Sopranos, and then I like gave up. I got to start watching it again. By the way, I tried Game of Thrones. I did Game of Thrones. I did 3-4 seasons. Dude, I'm out. I'm out. Too much brown, and nobody fucking ever cracks a joke? The fuck out of here. Get out of here. There needs to be humor in some shit. I know I've said this before, but dude, Game of Thrones, nobody's going to trip ever. Nobody's going to do some clunky shit. Fuck out of here. And there's that much brown in it. Fuck out of here. Put colors in it. No pink. Fuck out of here. So yeah, but Kanye beeps and I'm going to start scatting, dude. I should start scatting. I should scat on Instagram Live is what I should do. I'm going to do that. Just spent fucking days kind of just chilling, looking at my son. He's so cute, dude. You know, he just chills. They just chill. Babies are always just kind of doing, they always look like they're fucking busting a nut, you know? Just like, babies always look like they're busting. And they just drool. How about a baby's day? How about a baby's life? a baby's day, dude. They just wake up at like fucking 3:30 a.m. like they're goddamn 90 years old or a Navy SEAL. And they're just like, okay, time to just be fucking annoying probably a lot of the time. Okay. They just wake up and they just go like this. Ah! Imagine if that just stuck with you the rest of your life. Babies just wake up and just go, this is a really big crib. And then fucking old people older than you come in and they're like, what's that? What's going on? You want to eat? And they go, here, eat this. And you're like, just burp. Just spitting. Oh, shit. Hold me up. I'm falling, fuckface. Just, all right, you know? That's the day for the baby. And then 2.5 hours go by again, and then it's just like... Ah! And you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake, give him a bottle. Sit up, you fucking asshole. Dude, they're just... You know how many times my baby's like this? What are you possessed? Straighten the fuck up, dude. This is oppressing my baby right here. And I'm like, what do you do? And I try to... And then I try to fucking move him and he just does this. Work the neck, motherfucker. Dude, I give you tummy time. Work the neck, bitch. On the tummy too much. You hungry? No, I just want to roll over, dude. I'm all good, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Figure it out. It's been 2 months, man. Imagine I can't fucking do something for 2 months, man. People will put me out. Baby's day, dude. Sometimes you can't figure out what the fuck it wants. Crying, dude. That's, we all got to start crying more, man. You get your way. You ever in a relationship? See? A lot of guys will be like, that's where I can't take it, you know? I give my girl a lot of shit when she starts crying. Then it's all hands on deck. I apologize. That's what it's got to be. Oh, yeah, bro? Oh, yeah? You try fucking apologizing? How about that? How about that? That's always in my back pocket, dude. That's always in my back pocket. Is me apologizing. If you got that in your back pocket... then the sorry can be for you. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, fuck you, and this and that, and this and that. Well, I don't know about this and that, and that. Well, yeah, well, fucking this and that, and that's why you're just like this, and that. And the girl's like, well, I don't know. What is it? Oh, shit, I'm so sorry. Well, yeah, you know, because it's so it can hurt, and you fucking did it. Like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I mean, why do you treat me like that? And then you just pull this shit. Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just because I was gonna. And then she's, oh, I'm so sorry. And then you got that shit, bro. That's that cry. Check phone. Yeah, but you got that always in your back pocket. Girls think that. Tell, dude. Girls think that they got the fucking last move. Guys have the last move. A guy crying? Fuck that, dude. You got the last move. Take that iPad. Take that iPad. Sorry, One Fire is doing really dumb shit, texting me something that he should be texting you. And that is making me goddamn irate. And it's crazy to feel the blood boil up. Now, babies, I'm going to let you in on some real-time shit. The connection went away for One Fire. And he did not text me. He texted my associate here. hey, we lost... connection. Oh, yeah, dude? Well, I'm doing a fucking podcast, asshole. So why don't you tell her? I'm on fire, dude. I'm just like over here trying to learn about scatting, man.
Hard Shooby, shooby, body, boo-doo-boo-doo-doo. And other
singers with... Shabba-doo-doo-doo. I feel like that's the fucking cop-out one. Shabba-doo-doo-doo. That's the cop-out one. Let's look at this one. How to sing jazz. Scat sing. Oh, a chick song.
Hey, it's Nicola Milan from Singer Secret. And today's video is for all of my jazz singers out there.
I don't, like... Chick scatters, I guess, makes more sense to me. I guess no matter if there's girls doing it, there's going to be guys doing it no matter what. If there's girls doing it, there's going to be guys doing it no matter what, because guys are going to try and get those girls' pussies who are doing it. So if a girl's bada bada wee ba ba bada boop, a guy's right there like, did you know bada bada wee ba bada boop? Yes, yes, yes. Would you like to see my black light? So yeah. Anyway. Everyone pick up scat. If you haven't listened to my Netflix, if you haven't watched my Netflix special yet, go check it out. What are you waiting for? No pain. It's out there on Netflix. Appreciate you guys. You know, appreciate you. I mean, whatever. It's all good. But I don't know, man. We're flying by the seat of our pants. I've been looking at these workout videos because I work out now in my garage. Like, I don't go to the gym. And I just kind of do my workouts. And I noticed Men's Health asked me if I wanted to do one of their workout videos and Men's Health. And I was like, fuck yeah, sign me up. And then I was like, wait a minute, how do I do it though? Because the camera crew we can't do it at my gym because of the coronavirus. I was like, does the camera crew come to my house and I work out in my garage? And they were like, no, you'd shoot it yourself and send it to them and they'll cut it together. And I go like this, bye. I'm not going to do it my fucking self, dude. So I've been looking at these videos. I love the videos. I think Men's Health put together some cool shit. And then I went into other videos that were like less professional. And why don't any of these Marvel actors or actors that are getting jacked for movies, whether it be The Rock or anybody, the videos should just be, here's how fucking The Rock gets jacked. Here's how Hugh Jackman got jacked for Logan. And then a guy comes on. He's like, hi, this is how Hugh Jackman got jacked for Logan. Steroids. Hugh Jackman just doing freeze frame bicep curls. Doing it. Fucking bench press. They use steroids. That's why they look like a painting. Bro, I work out so fucking hard, and your boy eats every now and then, slipped up a little bit tonight, ate some eggplant parmesan, but it was yummy. And bro, I work out hard as fuck, dude. I go hard. I keep my brow furrowed, and I'm always in kibadachi. And that means horse stance in Japanese, dude. I'm multicultural. And so I do that shit, and I'm sweating. Yeah, your boy's got some fucking abs, but your boy's not looking like The Rock. Your boy's not looking like Hugh Jackman in Logan. Your boy's not looking like fucking Chris Evans in Captain America, or even Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you know why? Because they're cycling. They're using roids, dude. Why is that not something? Why are they even making those videos? Well, here's what I like to do. Hugh Jackman's like, here's what I like to do. You know, I go in, I do deadlifts, and then I run on the treadmill for an hour, and then I do deadlifts, and then I fucking do more deadlifts, and then I do like a fucking chest exercise. He's my trainer. He's bald, and he's not even really, the trainers that they got, they're always like fat a little bit. He's fat, he's bald, and he's fat, but he's my trainer. Thanks to him. Oh, yeah, and there was something else I was forgetting. Also, thanks to steroids. And guess what though, dude? And I'm telling you right now, this ain't bullshit. I'm doing a fucking movie. It's not in the foreseeable future yet, but dude, say I won't be in an action movie. First of all, I got one coming out called Army of the Dead. Your boy fucking. Where you going? Where you going? That's me. Where you going? That's me, bro. You saying I don't look legit? Where you go? Put that down. Put that down. Put that down. Okay? That's your boy. And I'm all geared up from the feet up. I got fucking full clothes on because I play a helicopter pilot. So I'm in an action movie coming out, whether you like it or not. Okay? When I really get the shits, when I'm really with the shits, dude, when your boy's sliding over fucking car roofs on his ass and the jacket's picking out the back, when your boy's got one fucking gun in one hand and the other hand's loosey-goosey because he needs to slide over the fucking hood of the car with the jacket peeking out the back? Say I won't. Say I won't walk slow motion while fucking a car explodes in the background. Say I won't not look back. Say I won't not look back. Your boy will do it. And when your boy does it, and when your boy works out real hard for that role, your boy is also going to be doing steroids. And that's no joke. And I can't wait till somebody says, so how'd you get fit? You know, as if Jay Leno's still a thing. So how'd you get fit for the role, you know? Steroids, Jay. Welcome, man. Thank you for tonight's show. Rim-pim-pim, rim-pim-bam-bam. You flexing the mirror, fucking lats, looking like a turtle. Rin-dan-dan, zooming in. A fucking the whole movie was shot on my back. Rin-dan-dan, rim-pim-pim. Oh, suicide is painless. It's not, you know. It is maybe if you fucking... Fuck it, dude. That's the shit, man. When your boy's really with the shits, I'm doing steroids when the shit goes down. I don't give a fuck. Gap tooth, bald as fuck, jacked like a turtle. And moving slow, too, because my joints hurt. Yeah, dude, I will do steroids. Can't wait. Just getting so mad at my girl. Oh, where's the chicken? Where's the chicken? I gotta eat the chicken fucking now. I gotta eat it after I fucking work out. I gotta eat it now. She's like, what's wrong? Just seeing the back of my throat with my teeth closed because the fucking gap is so big you could buy a cable knit sweater in it. Fuck it, dude. I'm doing it all. I'm a fucking winner. And you are too, dude. That's what this podcast is about. Coming together. This is a cult. Coming together in this cult. And when I take steroids, I'm being honest with you, babies. I haven't yet. I haven't even taken whatever they call it. Any kind of thing. Some guy came up to me the other gym. Are you taking tea or some testosterone? Your boy goes all natural, man. And it's hard. But when that movie comes along... Well, they want you to, I'll take steroids, don't worry. And gang, 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 gang. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up. And Perrier, make bigger fucking cans, dude. What is this, a fucking penis, dude? That's how big my penis is, I swear to God. Yeah, bro, you know. I got to start doing, anyway, dude. The workout celeb, the videos are hilarious. We do six sets of fucking... chin-ups, and then six sets of the things. Yeah, 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 okay, cool. And then you fucking shoot up in your asshole. Anyway, watch my Netflix special. Oh, God. Loving it. Well, I mean, we're on fire's laughing, dude. What the fuck are you watching? He's probably watching some bullshit. Not doing his job, bro. I got to start doing... It's so cool when I drag the fucking... Dude, I got the fucking thing. I got the thing, the key map where I get to fucking do, you know, all these things. It's dragged over to the side. Woohoo! And I can't make it come back. That's awesome, dude. I love when that happens on computers. How about when that happens? When that happens, I go nuts. When you can't... Oh, I got it. I got it. It's all good. I'm the bad guy. Anyway, life rips, dude, and you gotta fucking remember that, man. And I shout out to all you guys doing what you can. A lot of people are filing for unemployment, man. I feel you. You got to get those government checks. It was cool that we were going to get those, you know, that you're going to get the government checks. And then Trump was like, hold on, wait a second. I want it to take a little bit longer because I want to autograph each one. What a fucking dick, dude. Hey, man, just give him the money, okay? Hey, Trump, you don't need to sign it. Just give him the money. The money's not from you. You're just president. You happen to be president. I can't wait to see this Biden-Trump shit go down, man. Can't wait. I can't wait to see this Biden-Trump thing. Trump's just going to be like, well, you're a piece of shit. And then Biden's going to be like, I ate a churro. That's going to be the fucking debate. And you're going to be like, you can't call him a piece of shit. And Biden, why'd you say you ate a churro? And then they're both just going to shit a little bit. What is this world coming to, dude? We're all fucked. Maybe China fucking, the people, the lab in China made the virus now, is what they're saying. That's what they're maybe saying. Who knows? I guess I'm going to wrap things up, though. You guys are really great, and I love that you're listening, and thank you very much. It's been about 55 minutes, right? We're okay. You guys are great. I'm going to do these podcasts maybe at night. I fire in all the syllables at night, but this is the nighttime podcast from now on. I might still do daytime ones, depending on the schedule, but, you know, I might do nighttime ones more. Really, guys, thank you so much for listening. Really thank you very much for watching my special on Netflix. I love that you're watching it. And some people told me that, somebody told me they were watching it 8 times in a row. Now, is that too many? Yes. Do you have no life? Yes. But do we all have no life? Yes. Why? Because there's a pandemic. All right. So it's all good. You guys, thank you very much. And I got nothing else to say to you guys for this week, but next week, tune into Congratulations Podcast, the podcast, and leave a review. You know, it really helps. Text me 818-239-7087, and you can support the show by buying merch at store.crystalia.com, and you can get gift cards too for other people and shit too. I'm also off fucking social media. You don't even bother tweeting me, man. I don't need to see it. I don't know, fucking, it's whatever. I don't look. It's all good. You guys are great, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. So now what?